If you had a choice, what would you choose, online learning or face-to-face learning? Hello, this is Reem Bushdan. I'd like to be discussing how online learning has changed our perspectives towards learning in general. Through this process we have taken together, we have seen the struggles and the realizations on how teachers are fundamentally important in our lives of learning. Over the crisis of COVID-19, we students had to experience the world of online studies. Through my journey with online learning, I can state that self-education is for students that are very devoted in their schooling. I came across many, and I say many, inconveniences like the motivations and the resources I lack in doing my schoolwork. Being in a family with 4 siblings and 1 laptop was very problematic. It was like survival of the fittest. It drew my attention to how face-to-face learning is the most effective way of educating the younger generation. Sunil Kumar created an article indicating the 5 common complications faced by students in e-learning. First was adaptability struggles of students switching from traditional classroom to an online realm. Second, technical issues, as many students weren't able to have access to dependable internet connection. The third was computer literacy, and not every pupil was tech savvy, meaning they don't have any form of knowledge in managing computers. Fourth was time regulations, as it shows difficulties and requires a lot of time in online courses. Then the fifth was self-motivation, being that it is essential in online learning to complete academic work. Every student in the world faces these 5 problems. In my Vox Pop, my question was, in 1 word, describe how did online learning impact your schooling?
Packed. It was very, very packed.
It was difficult.
Online learning to me was a boring experience, and I hope I don't have to do it again.
Online learning was a cool experience, but it wasn't very helpful.
Fine.
Interesting.
It was annoying because it was much harder for me.
Disappointing. Bad.
It was difficult for me because I couldn't keep up with everything, and I had a lot of distractions.
It was stressful.
It was innovative.
Horrible.
It's boring.
Unreliable.
It was horrible. New experience, we adapted to a different environment towards learning. It showed that many students couldn't cope with the changes that had occurred during our times at home. Coming across this, even before COVID-19, there was already a high growth and adoption in education technology, with global tech investments reaching $18.66 billion in 2019 and the overall market of online education projected to reach $350 billion by 2025. Whether it is language apps, virtual tutoring, video conferencing tools, or online softwares, there has been a significant surge in usage since COVID-19. This being said, the effects of COVID-19 put our education in jeopardy. By limiting this situation, we could have provided study groups to help students to still interact with their fellow classmates and would assist them to procrastinate less. What do you guys think? Would that have helped you or not? Once again, this is Reem Bushdan ending the discussion on the matters of online learning.